Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. And hello. Good to see you all. I'm here with Canna. Canna was one of those that waited a long time, a very long time. But I'm glad to have you here. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here. And I'm ready to go.
Nice to meet you too. And by your accent, German or Europe? Guessing from
Europe.
your accent.
It's near German. It's Lithuania. Pretty small country. Not gonna lie.
Oh, okay. You're the first one from there, then. I've never heard it until now. Funny, I know. But it's great to have you. You're an amazing producer. I checked out some of your beats, and they're pretty great. They're pretty wonderful.
Really means a lot to me.
Yeah, of course. Why else would I call you here? I know, crazy, right? But something that was even more crazy, you're related to Crown, which you also follow them, or at least they follow you on Instagram, Crown Collabs, which I'm so lucky enough to even know Crown. Like what's your relationship with Crown?
We did interview with Crown and Sinlane. He was really nice to me, and we have this really good relationship, friendship. And yeah, it's a platform to collaborate with others, and from that platform, I gathered a lot of new artists, and now currently I'm working with them right now. And the new song is coming soon. And yeah, I love it. It gave me a lot.
Ooh. I'm excited, and you got me all excited. You just said new song. Come on, tell us. I'm now eager to know about this new song. Can you tell us anything about it?
Yeah, I can tell that the artists, one is from London. And my friend AP Foolish is from Michigan, if I'm right. So yeah, there can be you can hear the London accent, but it just goes together so well, and it's more like R&B type song, so it sounds really fantastic.
Well, this is so exciting. This is so exciting. Thanks for letting us know about the song. We're so excited to get to hear him. We're so excited. So exciting. And along with that, is there anything else coming new, or is that like the only thing you got planned so far? Like what's your goals like the next few months, and any new stuff to look forward to? Like we want to be in the know. Like we want to know what's coming next.
Right now, I'm focused more on sound engineer and trying to get the best quality of my sounds. and I'm working with some of the Lithuania artists and trying to connect with more artists around the world. And yeah, we had a song with my friend Jake. We maybe finish about three songs, and it's now need to come up to run a record label. But currently, yeah, I'm just now studying the sound engineer, because I saw that it's pretty a serious thing when it comes to producing, and if you want to be the best, you need to have the best quality. I want to, yeah, be the best of myself.
Absolutely. So I'm guessing your next few months will be just improvement. So you don't have anything like in the works, so you're just improving.
I mean, I make beats every day. And I try to post them as much as and fast as I can. And from there, it goes to artists. And you never know when they catch up, when the song is coming. So it's pretty hard to tell right now. But yeah, you can't know everything. And yeah.
Okay. We just have to be patient then. Which I can be. We can all be just a little bit patient. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Which I am so cool with. I'm so fine with. I'm fine. And funny you mentioned record label. Seeing that I'm also working with one, about this record label that you're a part of. What even is the record label anyway? What can you tell us about this record label that you're currently in?
It's Rumored Entertainment, and they have a website. I'm going to check Rumored Dent, I'm right. And I'm going to check right now, so I won't be mistaking. And yeah, they have, I was working with them for about a year and a half. And they had a live show. I was working there as a producer. They did coming up Rumored merch, and they have right now. And yes, there's a lot of cool artists. From artists they became our friends, and the owner of the record label is pretty good, my friend right now. And we just call sometimes, time to time, check on each other.
That's wonderful. That's incredible. Do they have any socials? I mean, I would love to see more of this. I would love to see more of the record label.
They have a website. I don't know about Instagram. I think not sure. So I don't want to lie right now, but yeah, you can check rumadent.com and you will see it.
Rumorez.com.
Rumadent, yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I'll definitely take a look at them. They look pretty interesting. I've never seen anything like it. Literally, I have not.
Yeah, they do mixing, mastering, video production. There's a lot going on here.
Oh, that's really good to deal with production. That's really good. That's very, very good. That's very, very good. And speaking of production, I know that you're very that you've been in production for a while. Excuse me. How has your experience been in production?
How hard it was.
Well, yeah, because now that we're on the verge, of course, you talked about your production for a little while, and of course, We've all, well, the new people have not heard your beats, but I have. And they'll actually get to hear your beat later on, actually. How's your experience as a producer been for you?
I mean, at the start, I wasn't even thinking about being a producer. I was just doing it for fun, you know, just experimenting. I remember I downloaded a FL Studio. I got it with my friend, and it was just a big experiment, playing with everything. And maybe let's start where it all began. So from the first class, I was going to art school and playing piano, and 8 years of that, and I was still. Even in the mood, in the art school, I was wondering why the hell am I still here? And I didn't with music actually. Yeah. I didn't have any plans or ideas, but yeah, I discovered FL Studio, where you can create obviously your own music. And even though for the first year I was just doing it for fun, experimenting, and didn't even think that someday other people could listen to my beats. I didn't even know what beats are. And it was easier for me to understand actually everything because I already knew the music theory, what is BPM and all that stuff. And step by step, I started to see myself in that. And now I'll try to study it in university and yeah, to chase my dream. But the journey was pretty hard. I was watching like YouTube videos all night and every day. Yeah, it was working my ass off, actually. I'm sorry if I can curse. I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, that's fine. This is explicit anyway, so who cares?
So yeah, it was our journey, and I believe the journey only begins.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's really good that you've been doing this for a while, especially in school. I mean, do you take any production classes like now, or are you like graduated?
I graduated from art school, and now in America it would be called like high school. And yeah, after that in my school, no, there's no lessons about music production or anything like that. So yeah, I just you need to do it all by yourself. And yeah, but after school next year, I'm thinking about studying music production in Lithuania's university
Okay,
because
that is.
I have nothing other.
Oh my God, wow. Wait, so your part of town, they don't do that? I mean, they don't have lessons for production, they don't?
No, in school, no. There is a lesson, music lesson, but they don't teach about how to make beats or anything that is connected with electronic music. You know the simple, the basic music theory, music history about Mozart, Beethoven, and all that stuff.
That's crazy. Yes. That's insane. I had no idea that they even don't have it. That's so crazy.
I mean, maybe it's because I live in a little city, and I'm the one. In my city, there's like I don't even know, maybe 2,500 people about So I'm the only one who does beats into that stuff. But no, I haven't heard that in any other school they're teaching that stuff. So yeah, you have to do it all on your own.
I see, I see. That's crazy though, because down here, of course, you have colleges that do music production. Sometimes even schools do it. Sometimes different. Sometimes There are schools that do it, and sometimes people have to even like get tutors. They have to actually get, pay tutors or go through a volunteer program just to learn about music production. I mean, that's a really kind of tough one to do. It's a tough one. I
Yeah,
mean,
because sorry,
oh
I
no,
just
you're fine. Go ahead.
it's hard because you need to get good grades at like math and other lessons, but at the same time, you know that you're not good at it, and you know that your profession and your future is going to be with music. So you need to plan those things when you do your homework and all that stuff, and when you do beats and everything. And at the same time, you need to be good at everything. And it's really hard to compare those things.
Absolutely. But honestly though, they should have that course. They should have it like as a class in high school. They should. 'Cause I would love to see that. A lot of producers, they never really had class like that, so they actually had to either get a tutor or to do it themselves. Exactly what you're doing. They should definitely have that.
Exactly. But
Yeah, and oh, sorry.
I mean, in the university and in college, yeah, there is where you can study music production. But my friend was studying it for I think a year, and he quit because it's a really expensive sphere. And didn't teach any new stuff for him, and he was like, "I already know this and everything," so he just quit. He didn't see any potential there. Yeah, it's pretty hard to study it because you just need to just actually to make it, and the university and all that colleges really won't help. Just maybe it will help to make new friends, contacts, and everything that.
I can't say I'm surprised. Education changed a lot in this generation. It's changed a lot. But what can you do, honestly? What can you do?
Maybe I'm talking about how it is in Lithuania. Of course, in America, there's everything, there's bigger producers. I mean, America is the top where all the top tier producers and artists. So obviously there maybe in their universities there's better programs and everything. I'm just saying that in Lithuania it's pretty hard to work as a producer because you won't make a lot of it, and yeah, it's hard to be living out of it.
It is really hard. I can guarantee most producers have had that struggle too. I mean, it's tough though, but they all get through it, and I know you're gonna do it too. And speaking about education though, would you even envision yourself teaching production? I mean, now that we're on the verge, like, would you actually teach it?
You mean to teach other people?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I don't know that. Am I capable of that? Because I need to gain more knowledge about everything. And I believe at the time, I of course know that there's a better producers and everything. But of course, as my in the future, I would love to do that. Because when you love music and you see that there are guys are working as hard as you and just have the dream, it's just beautiful. And of course, you want only to help them and yeah, just to make that help them and everything.
Absolutely. That'd be so fun, actually. I do a little bit of teaching myself, so it'd be fun to have you hang out and all that. That'd be fun. That'd be fun. And speaking of fun, though, I love your fun attitude. Like in the, I love the way I love ins I love, you know, people know that I love Instagram. I love your page. Your page is so fun. I mean, even though you don't use it to promote music, I mean, you still like, you know, allow yourself to have fun on there. I mean, how has personal life, you know, been to you, you know, over this past year? Like, how has personal life been, and how has it like been while you're being a producer? Like, how's that been?
I mean, it was at first it was pretty hard when I started to talk people from all around the world, and it was just a new beginning, just a new big step for me. And from there, yeah, just you just make new friends there across the world, and you just it's hard to believe. Actually, I mean, like now we are talking, I'm from Lithuania, you're from America. It's really hard to believe. But yeah, I love to not only do projects and talk about music. At the same time, I want to make new friends, and you never know, maybe we'll meet someday.
Yeah, maybe I would love to. You seem so much fun, like in your personal life. I saw you with a couple of friends. Pictures about it. It looks so much fun. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Of course, and shocking though, why haven't you been to America before?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Why haven't you been in America? Yeah. Now that you've been like saying so much, you like it so much. Like, why haven't you been there? Yeah.
Yeah, and I have friends in America. Well, you know, it's hard to go from Lithuania to America, even though I was thinking maybe just for the summer. But you need to plan everything before even going. You need to be guaranteed that you will have to live somewhere, to make money and just to work. So it's hard to go somewhere where you don't know anything. And at the same time, you need to have a green card to go there. Of course, you can get for like a working card for some time. It expires, I think, for like a couple months. I don't know right now. But yeah, it's a big dream of mine, and I think someday I will do it. But before that, I just need to plan my way to there.
You need to plan. That makes sense. That makes sense. I totally get it. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's
Makes sense.
not, you know.
Oh, sorry. Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
I'm just saying it's not that easy, but of course I would love that. But yeah, it's pretty hard way. Because in the summer you need to work, you need to earn money for like studies and everything. And just to go to America, you need to know that there's a place where you will not waste your time and make money and everything. It's really hard.
Yeah, I mean that makes a lot of sense. You can't just jump on an airplane. No, you can't just jump on an airplane. I totally get it. Which makes total sense. Sense you gotta plan for. You gotta, you know, make sure you're ready for anything. America is not like a little. It's not like a little town. It's vast. It's crazy. It's wild. I should know, duh, 'cause I live in America. But God, it's like everyone's dream come true. At least one of their dreams.
American dream.
Absolutely, because either America, Mexico, China, or Canada. I mean, that's one of the only four options in the UK. Those are only five options you could possibly have best places. One of the best
Yeah.
options.
It's where you can make something big, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And as you said, anything can happen. And I already see your future. At least I am predicting, or at least I see it.
I hope so too. Yeah, I'm trying to manifest everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're already making great progress. I mean, you're making a lot of moves. This is your second interview ever. So apparently people are really liking you.
I hope so, actually. But yeah, I love everything. And thank you for all the compliments.
Well, yeah, I gotta make you feel great here, and I gotta amp everybody up so they can all get excited for your for the showcase, the beat that you have, which I did not listen to yet, but I agree. I have great anticipation that's gonna be really good.
I
To be
believe
fair.
so.
Yay! Exciting, exciting. I won't say anything about it unless you want to say something about it, but I will not say anything.
I just want to say that on that beat work, my friend GPR Beats, you can check his Instagram, and he's a really good friend of mine. And yeah, I think everything went. It's really good beat. You just need to listen to it.
Definitely 100%, 100%. Definitely. Definitely. And speaking about the personal life from earlier, your name, Canada, excuse me, Canna, firstly, is a very common name. I look, literally, guys, if you go on Instagram and you put in Canna, literally, there's like another musician named Canna. There's another account
Oh.
named Canna. I mean, why on earth would you go with Canna?
It's pretty funny story behind that name. Because at the start, I told you that I was doing it for fun with my friend, and we just need to come up with a name, you know, for the beats, and we was just like thinking about. He was saying, he yeah no I said, about something about cannabis. No, not cannabis, cannabis. And he was like, hold up, wait a second, cannabis, and it just went from there, from cannabis like marijuana and weed, and yeah, it went from cannabis to cannabis.
That is hilarious, especially the fact that you did this from having, fun. That's a very typical musician I've noticed, is that they start having fun, but they start going up and up and up and, not taking it as a real career. It's typical. I like it.
Yeah, but I'm really on a big thinking about my name, because I want to change to my real name.
You should.
Just to be like more international to everyone. And yeah,
Absolutely.
that's why I want to, yeah, change it. And I believe if
And
it will happen.
go ahead, sorry.
The big step, but I think it will come to the best.
For me,
Yeah.
In a way, I guess for me, what I would say was definitely it'd be unique. I don't like the national part you said because there's Canada is literally a musician's name from America, so it's almost like when you said it's like the triggering thing. So I wouldn't say national. I would say more like unique because like your first name, nobody else has your first name. You know, that's a unique. So I wouldn't really go with, national like that. I would just, for me, I would say in my opinion, very unique. At least for me.
Oh, my name? You mean?
No, your reasoning behind changing it. Because to be honest, it would be triggering for people when you say national because there might be somebody from America, that has that name. It's almost like might be either a fence or something weird. I don't know. I would just go with unique though for me because, I mean your first name I've looked on Instagram, you're the only person that shows up with that first name, so it's definitely good. Of course, it'll be hard for people to pronounce, but I'm sure they can come up with nicknames, I guess, or like
Yeah.
that fan name.
Yeah, that is more like my name just to change it the way it sounds to more like an American language, how you say like Sharunas in Lithuania. It will be like Sharon, I don't know, in America. Because my actual name in Lithuania is Sharunas. So I don't know how you would pronounce it in your language, no?
Exactly, yes. Of course.
Oh yeah, that's why I want to change because yeah, like Kana. I believe how you said there's an artist and I believe there's a producers with that name or maybe similar. Yeah, but that's why I want to change it, yeah, to just have that difference.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense to change it. I mean, you want to stay unique. You don't want to be called a wannabe just because, because of the name. Because once the name becomes a thing for you, then you're gonna start to get comparisons, and then it's gonna become, a bad thing. And then people are gonna call you like a wannabe or like a copier. You don't want that. I mean, that's horrible. That's horrible. I could never imagine you being in that kind of situation.
Thing.
Yeah. But, you're doing great so far. I can't wait to see what the future holds for you and, how it turns out. I mean, it sounds like everything is going great for you so far. You're in college. I mean, you're out. I mean, not in college. I'm gonna try to pick out a better name. You're taking care of education. You're handling your personal life and being a producer, which is amazing. And you got stuff coming up. You got stuff released, and people like it. I mean, to me, that's really great.
Say, I just want to thank you for everything. Yeah, I want to believe that the future will be big, even bigger than I can imagine. And hopefully, it will come to a nice end.
Of course, of course. And it's gonna happen. I mean, I would never, why wouldn't anyone like you, honestly? I mean, honestly, who would not? I mean, you got great personalities, and not to mention, you're not bad looking. I've seen worse people than your image, than what you look like. I've seen worse.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Of course. But honestly, though, like you're the first person from your little town to ever be here. Like,
And from Lithuania, it's a small country, actually.
oh yeah, I've only heard of it in history class, but I didn't really think there could be a musician. I mean, it's weird though. There's a musician in like every country. There's like, at least one musician. It's crazy
I
how
mean,
long music's around.
there's a lot of good producers, and there's a big artists who has a lot of views, but we're talking about millions, and yet there's a lot of big artists and producers, but yeah, I don't know, they just gone out just. Didn't go that much like public, but yeah, I know like for a fact there's a guy from capital city of Lithuania. His name, his C name is SV Dominic, and if you know the song, Lil Baby, Meek Mill, Sharing Locations. If you know that song,
I've heard of
okay.
it a little bit.
Yeah, he made the melody. He made the main melody for them. So yeah, it
Oh.
was pretty big in Lithuania, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's the producers who work with Southside, if you know that producer.
Don't think I do.
He's really big in America. He produced Future.
Oh, damn,
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm behind.
That's all good. Yeah, it's
Sorry.
song Meek Mill, Lil Dark, Lil Baby. And yeah, Sharing Locations.
Ah.
So yeah, it
Nice.
was a good thing in Lithuania. When we saw it.
Nice. I'm glad to check them out later. Speaking of checking out, this is amazing. This has been great. A great convo. I'm sorry for keeping you rescheduling.
Everything is good. I understand everything. Because we have everyone has a lot of problems, and I did their schedule too. So yeah, it's normal. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I forgot your Discord got hacked and you got it back and you were. It was the whole Discord thing you had too, I forgot.
I got hacked like for about 3 times or 4 times. I don't know. I was just keep changing my password, Gmail, everything. I don't know how it happened, but hey, it was horrible.
I know for real, I felt bad for you. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't have anything better to do than just hack and ruin people's lives. They really
Yeah.
are, assholes.
Yeah, it's true. I think got it back. Thankfully.
I mean, but other than that, though, you're doing pretty well for yourself, and I'm so, proud of how much you've grown, and it's so exciting. I'm so excited to see what the next chapter looks for you. How the
I hope.
next year looks.
I'm
But
waiting
I'm
for it. I hope it will be a big chapter. And yeah, with this podcast, wrap it out, and Crown just makes gives you a big opportunity to talk, of course, and to you, but at the same time. And to other people who are listening. So it's a big door. And I'm thankful for that, for having me.
Yeah, of course. This was fun though, honestly, to get to learn more about you and to
Got to get to know you a little bit more and a little bit better. This has been a nice treat. This has been a nice opportunity to, meet you, to get to know you better, and to get a nice friendship.
Exactly, it was nice meeting you. I loved it.
That's good, that's good. And we all deserve equal opportunity. If there wasn't any equal opportunity, America wouldn't have been founded, and we'd all be stuck in hell right about now. We'd be stuck in some pretty dark shit if it wasn't for freedom.
That's
No
true.
kidding. Me. Oh, fucking no kidding. But your music is no kidding. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. And it's really good. Thanks for sharing all that with us. We all appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, man. This is really fantastic. Really wonderful, wonderful. Any last words, anything lastly, that you would say to your fan? Into the people before we all head out.
I mean, it's hard to believe. In those big dreams, when you think so big, but you just need to manifest it, and just believe it until I don't know what happens. So yeah, just we will see where this road takes me, I guess. And yeah, just. Do whatever you want, actually, everyone. Because actually, no one really cares. And if that's what you're doing makes you feel better, then go ahead.
Oh God. Okay, then that was pretty good. That's actually the first time nobody's ever said that kind of advice. Yep, do whatever y'all want to do. And that's right, nobody cares, so do what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Everybody go down below to check out Canna. I'm not sure if he has any other links. I'm not sure if he's on any platforms. The only thing I got was definitely Instagram. But if there's others, to let you know. Okay, let me know right now, actually.
Yeah, I will send you the links of my YouTube channel and my SoundCloud. But you can check on YouTube, it's Canna Beats. With a Z on the end. And yeah, but because someone took it.
Nice, wonderful.
In SoundCloud, you can find me as Kenna, just Kenna.
Nice. Right, y'all, make sure to check out Canna down below in links provided. This has been a great opportunity meeting you. Y'all make sure to check them out. Don't be losers. Have a great evening, everybody, and glad you enjoyed the show. Peace. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
JPR got that fucking vibe.
Canna, you crazy with this one.